Day 2, Better Together Than Apart.
Devotional, imagine having a best friend who could only be in one place at a time. No matter how much you love them, there would always be moments when you'd feel alone, wishing they could be with you.
This was the reality for Jesus' disciples. They had the Son of God right there with them, but he was limited by his physical body.
Then Jesus said something that must have shocked them, "It's better for you that I go away." How could losing Jesus possibly be better? Because when he left, he would send the Holy Spirit, God's presence. That could be with all believers, everywhere, all the time. This is the incredible gift we have today. While the disciples had to take turns being close to Jesus, we can all experience God's presence simultaneously.
The Holy Spirit isn't a consolation prize for missing out on walking with Jesus in person.
He's the upgrade that makes intimate relationship with God available to everyone. Think about it, the same Spirit that empowered Jesus to perform miracles, speak with authority, and love unconditionally is available to you right now. You don't have to wait in line or compete for God's attention. His Spirit is ready to be your source of power, comfort, and direction. The question isn't whether God wants to be close to you, he's already made that possible through his Spirit. The question is whether you'll recognize and welcome his presence in your daily life.
Bible verse. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Acts 2:1-4.
Reflection question. How might your daily decisions change if you truly believe that God's Spirit is with you everywhere you go?
Quote,
God is in this house because he said where two or more are gathered that he is in the midst of them.
Prayer.
Jesus, thank you for sending your Spirit so that I never have to be alone. Help me to recognize his presence throughout my day and to rely on his power rather than my own strength.
Teach me to welcome his comfort, guidance, and love in every situation I face.
Amen.